However, charging through waist-deep seas would be slow and difficult. Kruver slapped their backs.
Get ahead, mates! Move yourselves! It's coming after us!
Turning away from them, the sea otter plunged into the waves and swam straight for the big fish. Without looking back, Sagax and Skirrim plunged ahead, the going getting better as the water ran shallower. With tiny riplets splashing round the paws, the pair made it onto the firm, wet sands. Skirrim sat down, badly frightened and shaking. Sagax threw himself next to him, panting heavily as he stared around.
Where's Kruver? Oh, great blood and vinegar, look out there!
Kruver was at waist depth, with the shark circling him. The sea otter had hold of something. He tugged it this way and that, sometimes tugging it sharply, which seemed to send the great sea beast in another direction. Seawater pounded creamy white by the struggle, leaped high about Kruver and the shark. Skirrim gnawed at his whiskers in anguish at the dangerous spectacle.
Oh, my fat aunt, it's following him in!
Then Sagax saw what Kruver had hold of.
No, he's towing it. That's a rope. It's stuck to the shark somehow. He's playing it as if he were fishing.
They both jumped up, yelling and bawling.
Don't let it get you, mate! Stay clear!
What's the blighted old lad? He's got better teeth than me!
Rolling and thrashing, the shark showed its huge pale underbelly. They saw its wicked round eye and rows of curved razor-like teeth. It made a dive at Kruver. The sea otter leaped the opposite way and hauled the rope hard, forcing his adversary to flounder off in another direction. All the time, the two were getting closer to the shore. Now the shark's body was sticking up out of the water. It would not give up, though it was beginning to roll and flop slightly. Suddenly, Kruver whipped the rope deftly round a nub of rock and raced to the safety of dry land. The two friends helped him ashore, where he sat blowing and heaving a while, before turning to Skirrim with a comical grin on his tough face.
That there shark's an old pal of yours, messmate. See the rope hanging out of its mouth? That's the one you caught her on. The villain's still got your rook stuck in its mouth.
Skirrim stared in amazement at the fish, which, now that it could stretch the rope by pulling against it, was biting through the fibres.
Good grief, so it is!
The hare began shouting at the shark.
Hi there, old lad, remember me? The chap you took for a boat ride? Ho ho! Missed me again, didn't you? Silly great blighter, that'll teach you to mess with fearless seafarers. Go on, be off with you, fish face.
At that moment, the rope snapped, and the shark wallowed awkwardly out to deep water again, still towing a small tail of rope from its mouth.